just start off with two things here. First of all, I think, you know, most of you guys already know that Arian yesterday in practice suffered a groin injury. You know, he's still being evaluated. You know, look, he's going to miss some time. There's no doubt about that. We have no idea how much time he's going to miss. There's medical opinions that still need to take place. One thing I want to say about Arian is, you know, I feel bad for him personally. You know, I think he came into this offseason and he really worked extremely hard, came back here and ran the conditioning test, you know, really, really well. I mean, came back in great shape and he was practicing well. So, but as a football team, it's next man up. You know, next man up. We've got a good backfield, a good bunch of guys back there, and I thought they came out here today and competed well. But that's the news on Arian as I know it now. So I'm not taking any questions on Arian Foster. And then the second thing, on anyone's, any individual player's personal situation as it relates to family or anything else, I won't comment on that. You know, in the building, we're very supportive of all of our players. We want our players to have success. We want them to, you know, go into each and every day knowing that they have our support. I believe our players know that. And so I won't comment on anybody's personal situation. So with that, anybody have any questions?
Have you signed anybody yet?
No, we brought some guys in this morning, John. And as I stand here right now, I haven't seen Rick yet. But I don't believe we've signed anybody. But I'm sure it'll happen pretty soon.
Bill, what have you seen out of Blue and Grimes so far?
Yeah, I'll tell you, J.L. Grimes, I know yesterday. I got to watch the film from today. I really do to really comment on today. But J.L. Grimes yesterday had a really good practice. You know, he's a steady guy. He's a... you know, one of our core special teams guys, and he's a back that's gotten better and better in our system. And I think everybody knows how I feel about Alfred Blue. You know, he's a big back, he's a smart guy, he's a leader, he's a tough kid, and you know, we really enjoy coaching him. I think both those guys have had good training camps. Kenny Hilliard has come in here early in training camp and really done some decent things. You know, has it always been perfect? No, it's hard for a rookie to be perfect, but it's hard for anybody to be perfect, but he's really had a good start to training camp. So, you know, we're excited about all those guys.
Bill, with the overall running back situation, can Blue be a three-down guy for you guys? You're going to have to bring someone else in and do it by committee, or how do you look at that?
I think it's more, you know, kind of what I'm used to, you know, in my career is, you know, we'll you know, put guys in different roles. Blue can play on third down in certain third down situations, no doubt about it. Jonathan can play on first and second down in certain first and second down situations. So, and then, you know, obviously Kenny's in here. He's a big back. He's more of a first and second down guy. Probably not as much on third down. Short yardage, goal line. I think he's doing a good job down there, as you guys can see. And then I'm sure, you know, we'll sign somebody and we'll see what their role will be. But each guy will have a role. And, you know, it's like the mantra around here always is, the more you can do. So the more these guys can do, the more they'll help the team.
Ideally,
you know, we want someone that can do a little bit of everything, you know, and I know that sounds like, a non-committal type of answer, but it's the truth. We want a guy that can run the football in certain situations, a guy that can catch the ball in the backfield, a guy that can help us on special teams. So I'm sure we'll find some candidates to be able to do that.
And where does experience come into that?
You know, I don't think you can ever replace experience. You know, I think having experience in this league is important. But at the end of the day, we've got to go with the guy that we think fits our team the best.
So, even though you haven't signed anybody, can you talk about a decision you've reached on who you want to add? You're not ready to do that.
No, I'm not ready to do that, Mark.
Bill, why last year Blue averaged 3.1 yards a carry? He had that great game at Cleveland. What does he need to do better?
I think it all plays. It all goes together, John. You know, I think there's things that he can do better. He's at his best when he's a downhill slashing type of runner. When you know, he doesn't dance and he gets to the hole. And I think he's really improved on that. And then, you know, obviously with the line and the tight ends, you know, I think we're better there. You know, I think we're way ahead of where we were last year. So the blocking's improved, and so I don't get into all the averages and what he averaged per carry and all that. I think it's a team effort. And I think everybody's improved.
How is he picking up the blitz?
Very good. Yeah, he's good. He's a smart kid. He knows his assignments, and bright kid.
Has a trade been ruled out, or are y'all just looking for
Nothing's ever ruled out.
This at least is not the last preseason game or something like that. You've got some time to adjust to the team.
Yeah, I mean, it's the National Football League. You know, that's why you have you try to put together as competitive a roster as you can, you know, because things like this happen. And, you know, in all of our careers, it's happened before. You know, we've, You know, obviously in 2008 in New England, we lost Tom Brady, and here came Matt Castle, and we went 11-5. So, you know, I think these things you have to be ready for. You know, look, my relationship with Arian will stay between Arian and I, but, you know, I just have a ton of respect for the guy. Personally, I just feel bad for the guy. But as far as our team goes, it's on to the next. The next man has to step up and do the job.
Bill, generally the next 3 days or so with the Redskins, how important are they working against another team?
Big days. You know, we have a lot of respect for the Washington Redskins and Jay Gruden and his staff. And they've got a good football team with a lot of good players. And so I think it'll be good to get out there and get in a hotel together and go practice against another team. And it'll help our the whole competition of our roster. It'll help us gauge ourselves against another team. It's a good thing.
You typically 4 days of practices and going up to Washington, to Richmond. Where do things stand with Hoyer and Mallett and just the overall evaluation?
These guys are close. You know, they're both having, decent camps. You know, they both have had some plays, like I always say, that they probably wish they could have back. But they've had a lot of good plays, and they've had a lot more good than bad. Again, I believe in these guys, and at the right time we'll make the choice of who will start the game. But to this point, both guys are doing a good job.
You said so that you have another back out here. I mean, how soon could it be, as early as maybe this afternoon?
Sure. Yeah, it could be.
You typically factor in the big picture when you look at your team. Does Arian Foster change the evaluation process of your starting quarterback in any way?
No.
There's a lot of fan interest in the tight end group. Could you talk about how they are?
Yeah, I think they've improved a lot. You know, I think that over the course of the offseason and now into training camp, these guys have put a lot of work into it. Ryan Griffin's one of the most improved guys on our team. CJ's improved. Garrett Graham from where we left off in the middle of OTAs through the end of OTAs and then now into training camp, he's done a nice job of improving on the things we asked him to improve upon. So, and I like some of these young guys. You know, some of these young guys have shown some good things, like Kari Lee. Kari Lee's coming in here and had a decent camp. And so, you know, we feel good about that position. Of course, they got to go out there and do it, but we think they've all improved.
How did you feel about the offense's performance today at practice?
Up and down. We got to smooth it out a little bit more. Some plays were really good. I thought at the end we didn't finish the practice as well as we needed to. But I think it was just a matter of inconsistency. Some good, some bad. We got to get more consistent.
Astronaut Terry Burns was out here today. Can you just kind of talk about the opportunity you had to Skype with him?
Yeah, that was unbelievable. I think it was more about J.J. Watt. He was Skyping with J.J. Watt. I don't think Astronaut Terry knew who the hell I was, but... But I was in the background watching it, and it was just incredible to me to know how long they're up there, how far away from planet Earth they are, how they operate during the day, and what they were doing up there as far as their research and things. It was just a really cool experience for me to see that.
What would you like to see? What would you like to get out of these workouts with the Redskins?
Just keep improving. I mean, you know, we still have installation. They still have installation to do, but I think it's good for us to go against another team. So, you know, I'd like us to go up there and compete hard on every play, every situation, and get better as a team.
Do you think it's still possible that it can click and you might have a starting quarterback after the Redskins?
You never know.
Is it fair to say Kenny Hillard really responded well to the added reps today, especially in the passing game?
Kenny's getting better. You know, Kenny has improved, you know, each of the days that he's been here, and that's what you look for. You know, I think he's gotten better at getting his pads down. He's gotten better at knowing what to do. He's gotten better with ball security. So, you know, Kenny's getting better. He just needs to keep on that track.
You've talked about each year is different, each roster is different. Last year you had a lot of concentration in the top two targets, more than anybody in the league. Would you expect for that, just because of the changes in the roster, to be more diverse this year?
You know, I think every year's different, Stephanie. You know, it really is. You know, last year was last year. You know, we had personnel that we formulated game plans around, and you know, we tried to, like you said, we tried to get the ball to certain guys in certain situations, and that's how that year worked out. This year is different. You know, I don't know if we've totally identified that yet. You know, I think that over time we'll identify who those guys are, and you're probably correct. You know, it'll probably be, hopefully the ball will be spread around a little bit more. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.